It is December 13th, 2022, and there is a new NXT Women's Champion. This is the Wrestling Inc. Podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined, as always, by Alfred Conaway. Issa is feeling a little under the weather. She's out tonight. But Alfred and I are here to discuss the news.
Very well done intro, by the way. I am up.
Oh, no, here, you want? I can even get it more pumped. Okay, here we go.
December 13th, 2022. And this is the Wrestling Inc. Podcast.
Alfred and the Chipmunk. I love it.
This mixer just continues to pay for itself with entertainment. But before we dive into NXT, the new women's champion, what is going on in the news?
Too much is going on in the news, Glenn, including the big breaking news story of the day. Return to the Mac. Vincent Kennedy McMahon is reportedly interested in a WWE comeback. He's told people close to him, this according to Wall Street Journal, that he is planning to come back. He felt he was given bad advice when he retired at the age of 77. And it looks like he's going to be plotting behind the scenes, just like you see on Succession, just like Logan Roy has done time and again, where he is going to come back into the power after being yeeted out of his own company. And this is really just playing off. WWE continues to be just like Succession and Vince McMahon returning to the family business. There's going to be a lot of unrest, a lot of people nervous. But let's not bury the lead in that also there are some fresh allegations from a couple women. And in this story, that is where it was found that Vince McMahon is planning on coming back to WWE. So, Glenn, how do you see this playing out?
Well, if I know anything from watching Succession, one, I do think he's been floating the idea, but I think the story was leaked or planted to generate some worry and concern about him coming back and nip it in the bud.
That could be it. There could absolutely be an element of that. The stock price did go down just a slight tad bit, but I don't think people should really be worried about the stock price because come 2023, 2024, WWE is going to come up. They're going to make upwards of $2 to $3 billion possibly on a new TV deal. And that's going to take care of any type of concern of a stock price. So I think in terms of timing wise, Vince McMahon, and I don't think this is a mistake. I think a Vince McMahon comeback being planned now that there's going to be these negotiations, I fully expect Vince McMahon to come back. I really do.
Really?
Think this country is designed and written. The laws were written by men like Vince McMahon to protect people like Vince McMahon with all that money. And I think it's only a matter of time. You know, maybe I'm watching too much Succession, but I absolutely think that this man, this time next year, will be fully empowered.
Wow. I mean, I could see if ratings go down, him making the case. Because remember, even in Succession, it was every time one of the kids tripped up or something happened that Logan would then be like, oh, you know, can't leave rap alone. The game needs me. But I don't know. I think H is still on a bit of a winning streak. And but if he slips, that's what he's got to watch out for the old man.
I don't think any of that matters to Vince McMahon. If Vince McMahon, to his perspective, and this is not me rooting for Vince McMahon to come back, but this is his company. If we know anything about Vince McMahon, he's a workaholic. He's obsessed with wrestling. He's a control freak. The last thing he ever wanted was to be thrown out of his company to where he cannot work anymore. So he's going to plan to come back by any means necessary. And if he's able to find those inroads, it doesn't matter, I don't think, to Vince McMahon, how well WWE is doing, who's in charge, whose era we're in. I think Vince McMahon's coming back. And if he wants to come back and he tries to, I really do think that he's going to succeed just based on how kind of messed up the laws in this country are.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, man. Brian M, $5 super chat. Thank you, Brian, saying, as a ref training student at Reality of Wrestling, I want to give a shout out to the new NXT Women's Champion, Roxanne Perez.
Going to talk about that. Apparently a lot to talk about. A lot of speculation going on. And before we really get into that and anything related to it, I just want to note that anything discussed about Mrs. Rose is purely speculation. We were off air trying to get the details and facts, we have none of that stuff, but none. I just wanted as a precursor to say purely speculation of anything we talk about related to Roxanne and Mandy Rose. But let's talk a little more about this Mythic Man situation.
You're earning that next charcuterie board, Alfred.
No. Listen, I'm going to miss Mystic Man. He tweeted out those Fast Nationals when Rampage was down at record lows. That came from Mr. McMahon himself. And I think he just got bored doing that. Like, why is Vince McMahon wanting to come back?
Well, because what's he doing? I mean, it's actually funny. It's actually funny that he hasn't pulled like a Trump. Actually, maybe Vince has like a burner account. It's like the hottest IWC troll account on Reddit and Twitter. You know?
I think if he was like of another generation, I just think he's so old that he doesn't care about the internet and whatnot. But I wouldn't doubt that there are some burner accounts out there, either from Vince or from his constituents and whatnot. But there's a lot of heat around Vince McMahon, and he got quote unquote canceled. But as we've seen time and again, these kind of things
canceled. Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. Like, there's canceling. Like, oh, somebody said something or made a joke or used a word they really shouldn't have used.
And that's the problem with cancel culture is that the word cancel has been so bastardized that what you're describing has unfortunately been associated with cancel culture. What happened to Vince McMahon was getting canceled. There were stories about you that were horrible in terms of the Wall Street Journal.
Serious allegations. Of criminal nature.
And he got removed from his post immediately overnight. That is getting canceled. But because, you know, people get so offended about everything and Twitter is such a cesspool and this is wrong and that's wrong. You know, cancel culture has been bastardized to mean
I agree.
Piss somebody off. But what happened to Vince McMahon, that is the textbook definition of getting canceled.
Yes, but yeah, big difference between that or, you know, whatever CEO said something wrong and stupid, like on a phone. Well, I mean, was it Papa John's CEO that was like, oh, no, you really shouldn't have. That was a terrible idea. But like, there's that. And then there's criminal actions. One is, I would hope that we could still see, even in this day and age, one is worse than the other.
Yes, no, absolutely. I hope we could, but this day and age, again, it's a day-to-day, it's a 24-hour news cycle. It's people getting upset over everything, but let's not lose sight of the fact that, you know, Vince McMahon, not only did he get removed from power, but now as the plot thickens in all these stories, and remember, the Triple H era has been so great, and I don't think everything has been great about it. There's definitely been some faults, but there's a lot of long-term stories in place, and if Vince McMahon comes back, which who knows when that could be, I mean, Triple H better wrap these stories up, like, because Vince McMahon will get in the power and be like, who the hell is an Uncle Howdy? And we're going to be into some pretty creative.
What's going on with Maximum Male Models?
Yeah. Where's that 24/7 title I like so much? So
it will be the best thing for AEW. If Vince McMahon comes back to WWE.
It'll be great. It'll be an early Christmas gift for AEW. I think AEW should be excited. They just got Michael Mansouri, which is, you know, forget all these former WWE stars are bringing in. Michael Mansouri, from a production standpoint, should make a world of difference in AEW. That's a guy who they thought was going to replace Kevin Dunn. And so with that and Vince McMahon potentially coming back, not only because of what would happen in front of the camera and creative, and I think creative would get worse with Vince McMahon back, but also it would thrust WWE into chaos behind the scenes. People would get paranoid. All these Triple H hires who've just come back are going to be worried about their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to get a bad locker room. Basically, what happened to AEW in 2022 might happen to WWE in 2023 if Vince McMahon comes back.
So Vince is going to say, I'm doing the post pay-per-view media scrum, and I'm going to speak my mind.
Okay, that I want to see. See, that would be a good idea for Vince McMahon to come back. You know what? They should bring Vince McMahon back as just a spokesperson. That he gets to be in the post-media scrums dealing with the media and their questions.
I mean, look, I'm all for a good shit show. Like, live for that, love to watch it. But I don't think it's what's best for WWE.
Oh, no, entertaining. It's definitely not.
Entertaining.
I think people are losing sight. A lot of people are saying, oh, I don't want Vince to come in. I think the consensus with a lot of wrestling fans is they don't want Vince to come back. That's all well and good. They're not going to be part of this equation. Vince McMahon owns a majority of this company. And if he wants to come back, the way boards are set up, the way ownership is set up, I do think that he will be able to finagle a way to come back. It's all going to be timing and public perception. If maybe 6 months goes by, and unfortunately, as much as I hate to admit this, this is a 24-hour news cycle country that forgets stories and regurgitates. There's a man who became president despite all the allegations against him. So I don't think for one second that it's out of the realm of possibility that an old, rich white man wants to be in power and gets to be in power.
Okay, so if this is Succession, Shane O'Mac is in Vince's ear. And he's just like, you know, Stephanie and Triple H, they orchestrated this entire thing.
Yeah. See, I would love to see what's going on behind the scene, and I could see that Shane O'Mac, because we haven't seen Shane O'Mac in the
Triple I know H. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's gonna be crazy. The power struggle for this is gonna be nuts. I mean, but we'll see what happens. Kelvin Alexander, $5 tonight was a weird show. It wasn't bad. It just felt strange. It did feel strange. Felt very strange. And, but you know, they've done end of the year when Rhea Ripley became champion. That was like last show of the year. They've done sort of these. I mean, are we even live next week? Are they going to tape two shows next week? Are they going to do end of year awards? Like, I feel like between now and New Year's Evil, like there is going to be a show next week. There's going to be the tag match, but yeah, I don't think a lot's going to be happening between now and New Year's Evil.
I mean, that is a good point about Rhea, but the big difference is the Rhea Ripley win was a slow build and yeah. Really built up. And Shayna Baszler, it's pretty much the same situation where this unstoppable, undefeated heel against this babyface on the rise, they built her up. And then finally it was time for her to win. And that was one of the few shows that beat AEW because of how well they built it up. This was completely the opposite, where you do have the hot babyface, but she immediately got the title shot. And I think that kind of undercut the meaning of not only that title reign, but the big title change.
Yeah, and look, Roxanne Perez, not my pick, but audience clearly loves her. It's cool that as Roxy, she had the Ring of Honor championship earlier this year, now getting this in NXT. Like, I think she's very talented, very good in the ring. It's just from a storyline point of view, I have felt there hasn't been natural momentum in the, I mean, even the Alba Fire thing felt like placeholder a little bit, but since then we haven't had any clearly defined just pathway that we were on.
Yeah, and we're going to get into more of that for the NXT show. We got to wrap up some of these news stories. And I have a bit on Vince McMahon that just dropped tonight. Pro Wrestling Bits, at Pro Wrestling Bits. And you know what I was doing when this story broke? I was interviewing the one and only Saraya, and we both found out together. So if you want to see Saraya's unfiltered reaction to Vince McMahon potentially coming back into power, I asked her about it right there on the spot. Check it out this week. It will be an interview with me and Saraya dropped. It was a fantastic interview. She's very fun to talk to. So me and Saraya discussing, and maybe she revealed who her tag team partner
was. Yeah, I was going to say.
I asked her about that too. Maybe she revealed it. You're going to have to check it out.
Wow. Crazy. You know, thinking about it, it could be AJ Lee. It does kind of make sense given her history with Saraya and everything.
That'd be dope. That'd be really dope.
Yeah, it'd be dope, except for...
Let's be honest.
Like, expectations. You think you're getting a Nintendo for Christmas and they got you, you know... something that's not a Nintendo, and as a kid, there'd be a shit. Like, you could get me all the Transformers. I would have had a shit fit in 1987 had I not gotten that Nintendo for Christmas.
Yeah, and that's going to be the dynamic. You do a one-month build to a big show. Like, they're going to expect something big, and it doesn't have to be Sasha Banks, but if it's not, whoo, boy, you better have something. I know Issa was talking about Lita. That'd be a good choice. I think AJ Styles, all things considered,
AJ Lee.
But the CM Punk thing kind of screws that up, so I fully don't expect that to happen. But
never know. Do you think AJ Styles chose the name AJ Styles as a tribute to Furious Styles and Boys in the Hood?
I would like to believe that, but as I know, AJ Styles enjoys DC Talk, so I don't think Boys in the Hood is his type of hip hop. I think it's more Christian hip hop.
When I was watching Boys in the Hood last week, I was like, Furious Styles is like the dopest name.
Yeah.
Although we learned Furious is not his real first name. Also, Lawrence Fishburne's like 6 years older than Cuba Gooding Jr.
I know, that's crazy. You would never know that. It's old enough to be his grandpa. I mean, look.
Yes. So what else is in the news?
Well, Matt Riddle, I'm sure this was covered on Raw, but more has come out in terms of his disappearance from television. Appears as if Matt Riddle has failed not one, but two drug test with WWE's wellness violation, and he is to attend rehab and be off TV no less than 6 weeks. So Matt Riddle was written off of television on last week's Raw after being brutalized by Solo Sikoa. Don't expect to see him back, and it looks like he's dealing with some pretty serious issues, and just a lot of speculation, so I don't want to say what has been reported, but it's not weed. You know, a lot of people are going to jump to that speculation. WWE does not test for weed anymore in terms of the wellness violation.
The unfortunate reality of when they do things like involve Jeff Hardy's personal demons in a storyline, or let's give Matt Riddle this gimmick where every third thing is a reference to doing drugs. It's unfortunate, and it makes light of a very real situation. I'm not comparing marijuana to harder drugs. I mean, I think we're beyond that, but this is just very unfortunate. I hope he gets the treatment that he needs.
Hey, forget the harder drugs. They use his family leaving him in a storyline. Yeah. Best believe when he comes back, those Yayo storylines are going to be wild in terms of WWE using these real life storylines. There's not a doubt in my mind that WWE will do a storyline with that, which is kind of unfortunate. I just hope they do a storyline about him dating Misha Montana.
There you go.
Who shows up in my certain sections of a website that I like to go to for professional reasons only. Professional reasons, Misha Montana, check her out. But I really do hope Matt Riddle gets the help he needs. But it is kind of concerning that they do seem to be protecting him in all that's gone down with him. I don't think there's been a more protected wrestler in recent memory than Matt Riddle in terms of the allegations that have been against him, in terms of now what we're seeing is a very serious issue, potentially failing these wellness violations. And I do not recall there being a suspension the first time, which is supposed to be made public. There's supposed to be 30-day suspensions. None of that happened. And there are people in WWE who are in a similar situation as Matt Riddle, who got fired and nothing was swept under the rug and nobody was protected. But Riddle seems to be protected, and that's what doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, I don't get the calculation for that. I mean, God, you know, I know we've talked about this off the air before, but it's very interesting sometimes what barometer they use. But it probably also plays, it probably also factors in what their relationships are like backstage, as far as how much of a benefit of the doubt they're given, and presumption of, you know, no wrongdoing.
Yeah. So, you know, Riddle, get well soon. Hopefully he's able to. I know a lot of people are fantasy booking him to come back in the Royal Rumble. I really don't think he should be rushed back. I think when Royal Rumble's ready, like, and healthy,
a month away.
Right. But these aren't month long problems. If you fail two drug tests for what he's been doing and his life seems to be spiraling from an outsider looking in, I do think that this is more than a 1 month problem.
Yeah. And I just want to make it clear to the chat. Like, look, I know people are speculating about whatever's going on with Mandy. But one, we don't want to trade in speculation on this podcast, not when it comes to like wrestlers' personal issues, personal lives. Two, if this has anything to do with any sort of leaked material of any kind, like, I'm sorry, we're not discussing that in the chat. We're not sharing links. Like, if somebody's privacy was violated in any way, shape, or form, like, the Wrestling Inc. chat room and podcast is not a forum for that.
Yes, very well said. And again, just for journalistic purposes, we tried to see if there's any validity to this and see these photos, but we're unable to secure these photos. So this is not anything that we will be discussing and giving credence to, but we will be maybe incorporating some speculation, but that's all it is. It's only speculation, and we'd like to make that crystal clear.
We're living in such an interesting time where wrestlers have, I mean, I'm just going to say paywall content. And if there's paywall content, like, more power to them, no judgment, get paid, do what you got to do, you know, make that money. But if people are taking stuff that's meant to be kept behind a paywall and leaking it, that's wrong. And people have taken action on that in the past. I mean, that's what the Digital Millennium Copyright Act is there for. But then furthermore, you know, you have situations like all the hacks a few years ago, and that's just outright criminal, where you're taking someone's private photos and information. So I mean, I don't know, just doesn't sit right with me trading in any of that. I think you know, consent of images of a revealing nature, I mean, that's something that I think is very important to respect.
Yes, very well said. And before we move on to the final news story, I'd like to give credit to Cassidy Haynes of bodyslam.net for breaking the story about Matt Riddle. And that first alleged failed drug test or wellness violation occurred around the summer. And this is why it is believed he missed a match. I believe it was supposed to happen at SummerSlam with Seth Rollins, and they ended up rescheduling it to Clash at the Castle. Our final story is more speculation, and this got really wild really quickly. And the second I saw this picture, I knew this was exactly where it was going. Poor Mia Yim had to deactivate her Twitter account because a photo of her and Austin Theory in a very suggestive position, you know, clearly playing around, but a very suggestive position was online. It was a WWE photo where she had her legs wrapped around Austin Theory or whatnot. You can go look at the photo for yourself, but playful position. Nonetheless, Twitter comment section went nuts over it. Keith Lee memes went crazy. And Mia Yim found herself defending the photo, saying she is still dating her husband, Keith Lee.
She's still dating her
husband. But that only made it worse. People went crazy, and Mia Yim has deactivated her Twitter account after being caught in the African frog trot position alongside Austin Theory, who was also holding Chobani yogurt at the same time. So this is a pretty wild story. Very unfortunate that Mia had to deactivate her Twitter account there, Glenn.
Was there a sponsored Chobani post?
It was not sponsored by Chobani Yogurt, but I mean, that is one way to get a sponsor.
These are valid questions.
It is a valid question. It is a very valid question.
Did you have to tag that sponsored?
I understand how toxic Twitter is, and I'm not one to say that men and women can't be friends, and I do not want to even give credence to the trolls who bullied Mia Yim off Twitter. Having said that.
Yeah. Okay.
The majority of you in the chat, go look at the photo with Mia. If you saw your spouse in a position like this with a younger, more shredded coworker, I mean, I know I would feel some type of way. And having that in public, I mean, I don't know who leaked that. I don't think Mia Yim clearly did not do that, but it's just maybe err on the side of not taking pictures like that, because the world we live in, this is exactly what's going to happen.
I mean, I think, look, isn't it funny given what's happened with Twitter in the last like 6 weeks that people aren't realizing that maybe we all need to behave a little bit better online and not rush to conclusions and join a mob and like pile on people. So I guess no matter how much some things change, other things still remain the same.
Oh, yeah. And they've gotten worse since Elon took over. So this mob mentality thing, that is not something we can control. It's just how it's always been within us.
But that's the weird part, right? Because I bet you that all the people that joined in on this also have some very strong feelings about his behavior. That's sure. Where it's just like, oh, who was it? Kurt Cobain, somebody had the famous quote, like, if you hate something, don't become it too. I don't know.
No, that is absolutely. And there's now discussion about men and women being friends in the chat. I do believe men and women can be friends. I'm just saying that is one. Well, of the
according to When Harry Met Sally, around. It's not possible. And I think that you know that's really the definitive.
It can't happen, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob Reiner said everything that needed to be said with that. Stella Justin Lopez, $4.99. Look, I understand it was playful, but you should know people were going to come for her. You got to be self-aware with the content. I mean, look, I.
Now, did she post it? Well, that's an important distinction. I don't believe the ones that I saw were posted by other people. So, she took the picture, which it's wild. You work for WWE and these pictures leak all the time. People get fired left and right and they leak pictures. So, taking a picture like that and knowing that could be public, she really, I'm not going to say she should have known better, but she should have been prepared for the smoke because, you know, that is just a very spicy picture to be taking given the circumstances.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I've got thoughts and feelings, but I'm going to be respectful.
No, express the thoughts and feelings. I do think she could do whatever she, my thing is she seems to be taken aback and upset, as she should be. It's never a good thing to get bullied on Twitter and whatnot, but there was a way this could have been avoided.
Sure. No, I agree. But also you don't know the dynamic. Okay. So here's the number one thing. It's like people get involved in couples relationships sometimes. And I understand if, you know, somebody's being unfaithful, you know, betrayed, taking something private that should be made public. But also, we don't know the dynamics of people's relationships. We don't know what people are insecurity about. We don't, I mean, if Keith's not bothered by it, who are we to be bothered?
How do we know he's not? Maybe that's part of the reason why she quit.
But that's his battle. Like, even if you stand Keith, your job is not to be online and be like, you know, yo, Keith, I think your woman's being disrespectful. Like, also, what kind of bullshit backwards ass, like, 1950s thinking is that, or it's like, you know, I mean,
yeah,
like who the fuck knows, man, and who cares? I don't know. It's just very odd.
Yeah, no, it is definitely very odd, but content like that is always gonna bring about that type of reaction, unfortunately. So,
and if they all worked for the same company still and Vince was in charge, this would be a storyline.
100%. And maybe that is the reasoning behind this. Maybe they were working out a possible angle, but this was a photo call that was sent. I saw it.
Okay. Sorry. Have to hijack this a second. Sure. If wrestlers, when they get caught doing something and they say, we were working on a storyline, that's like that old sitcom trope when you catch people kissing, you know, we were rehearsing a play.
I was practicing. I swear to God.
You ever heard that? We were rehearsing a community theater production.
It's a great Carney alibi.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Let me tell you something right now. Yeah. There are forces within WWE that are using every Machiavellian trick to try to get AEW stars jump ship, whether it's outright tampering whether it's pairing Rhea Ripley with Dominic Mysterio as a couple, knowing that she's with Buddy Matthews. Things don't happen by mistake, and I wouldn't be surprised if these photos leaking were from some, you know, maybe the guy taking the photo was like, hey, why don't you jump on Austin Theory just playfully and put your legs around him? Yeah, yeah, like that. And now he's going to leak it out there to telegraph to Keith Lee, hey, look what your woman's doing. Why don't you come back to WWE so you can be closer to her? I wouldn't be surprised.
Alfred, fuck this podcast. You and me, we got to pitch our succession-esque behind the scenes at a professional wrestling company, like half-hour dramedy.
I'd love it.
You know, we're trying to break up people from rival promotions, like everyone's scheming. Like, too much here. Like, this is way more interesting than what goes on the actual programming.
I agree. This is going to be better than the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm warning you. NXT wasn't much of a show tonight, even though it was very newsworthy. I feel like all these stories and our ideas are going to be better.
Yeah, I think, this is interesting. Here we are. Look at this. 25 minutes on the news. Says something.
Yeah. And it was a big news day, and there was a lot going on.
Yeah. But Vince coming back. Oh, that's not good.
Be afraid, everybody. Fingers crossed. Just hope that the cancel culture is still fresh on Vince. This is the thing about cancel culture. I'm not anti-cancel culture. I'm anti what's happened to it. But people do need to be canceled for certain reasons. But the more you do it and the more frivolous things you cancel people for, then it gets roped off into this thing where it's like, even when somebody deserves to get canceled, it's like, oh, screw that. Who cares? Come on. Stop being cancel culture. And that might be what gets Vince McMahon back in the door.
And that's the thing, and I'm not excusing any bad behavior on anyone's part, and I think there should be consequences for it, but I don't know. Like, I think you can't just lump it all in the same category and have it be, like, you said something dumb and, like, you know, I'm trying to think of the worst person I could think of, and I don't even want to mention their name, but it's like you can't have a spectrum of, like, atrocious behavior and just have it all lumped in the same bucket, you know? We have different sentencing regulations for that exact reason in the criminal justice system.
So Vince McMahon comes back. Who's getting fired first? Come on. Who's getting
Well, maybe Keith. Mia Yim, maybe Karrion Kross.
Oh, Karrion Kross might be one. I don't like fantasy booking people's career, but, you know.
Vince will come back and try and fire Keith and be like, what? He's not with the company anymore? I fired him last time.
Bring him back so I can fire him again.
That would be in our series. He'll rehire EC3 so he can fire him again. That'll be his first move. You know, just to warm up. It's crazy, man. Crazy times.
Vinnie Mac. He's coming back, everybody. Get ready. Be afraid.
Royal Rumble, number 30.
Hey, there you go. Maybe he could win. Be a two-time Royal Rumble winner.
If Vince McMahon comes back and wins the Royal Rumble, I'm going to go down with this ship because it's going to go down fast. It's going to be like the most fiery disaster in WWE history. And it's all going to like just death spiral in 3 months.
I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care where I am. I don't care what my plans are. Vince McMahon wins Royal Rumble. I'm on that podcast. I don't care if I'm invited or not. I'm on that podcast.
Just showing up. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Crazy. So we got to talk about NXT, I guess.
Let's do it.
What did you think of Deadline?
I was about to say Deadline was fantastic. I thought for such a great show, this was not the greatest follow-up, but I absolutely loved Deadline. I loved the Iron Survivor Challenge. They did such a good job with that match. I know there was a lot of negativity about it when they heard it described, but watching it felt like Smash Brothers. It was like the real life version of Super Smash Brothers, which I absolutely love. And they had all the scores there, but it was easy to follow. And somebody got a win, they got a win. And when they lost, they were banished, just like you get banished off the island or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was well done, kind of like Mario Kart type vibe. So I hope they keep doing it. And I love the New Day and Pretty Deadly match. That was an excellent tag team match.
That was a very good match. Matt Hauser, $5, saying Thea Hale reminds me of Sherry O'Terry's SNL cheerleader. I would just like to have like a tenth of Thea Hale's energy.
Yeah. I feel like that's who they gave. I'm sure she'd never heard of Sherry O'Terry, unfortunately, because she's like 19 years old. But I feel like that's who they told her to study. Because even the gear does look like the Sherry O'Terry, O'Terry, Will Ferrell gear when they were doing the cheerleader sketch. And the way she's acting with all that energy and quirky does ring Sherry O'Terry. So good call, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me open up the results. Let's dive into it. Let's talk about what happened on NXT. Let me think about another way to describe this while I fill time opening up the results.
Will Smith would make one hell of a cheerleader, by the way.
Roxanne Perez and Grayson Waller got into a verbal altercation. Okay, so here's my deal with this. Roxanne Perez was out there cutting this babyface promo. Crowd loves her. They interrupt her with Grayson Waller. And Grayson Waller was out there tonight, like, just doing, like, this was Grayson Waller, like, shit heel turned up to 11 tonight, doing his thing. And then Bron Breakker interrupts and gets into it with Grayson Waller. And, like, we move on. And then there's Roxanne Perez kind of yelling, like, hey, I'm still here. Hey, yeah. Mandy, I'm still here.
They just kind of combined these segments. It was not very well done.
That's where I'm just saying, like, okay, that was a misstep tonight. I mean, but granted, it had me thinking that she wasn't going to win because they treated her like an afterthought in her own promo segment at the top of the show. But Mandy Rose attacked her. That set things in motion for the match later tonight. Then we had JD McDonagh getting checked out, the Creed brothers coming in. Then we had Wesley versus Channing Stax Lorenzo. And what did you think of this match and Wesley getting the win over Stax?
I mean, I thought it was a good match. I'm praying for Wesley's back because Stax did not seem interested in catching him. And yeah, he landed directly on his back after getting all that height. That was brutal. But this is a good match. I think Wesley just gets better every week. But man, that spot really had me scared in terms of Wesley, but he seems fine after it. I'm sure he's going to wake up pretty sore.
Yeah. I thought this was good. Tony D'Angelo attacking after, I thought was good. Just interesting, man. Like, and maybe this is part of it, and maybe this is where NXT, you know, the demo's gotten younger, Alfred, but this is maybe where I start to feel a little old, because the people we talk about and the people we're excited about and the people that we go, oh, this is who we think the future of NXT is, like, they're not getting those opportunities. I mean, Tony D'Angelo is very much like an afterthought at this point. Yeah, it's interesting just to see sort of some of the performers that we talk about and that we're excited about versus who's actually pushed and what is being given priority, you know?
Yeah, and I think that Tony D'Angelo is slowly but surely going to make a push toward the North American title. I do think they are setting him up to win the title. Hopefully it'll happen as part of a slow build to a major pay-per-view. Maybe it'll even happen on New Year's Eve. But I do think that Tony D'Angelo had been an afterthought, but I think part of that was because he was hurt for so long that they just wanted to keep him on TV. And now that he could wrestle again, they're doing more with him.
Yeah. And then Dijak, who my wife misread it and thought his name was Bojack. So Bojack went down to the ring to have a stare down with Wesley.
Great cartoon, Bojack Horseman.
Yes. Bojack Dijakovic.
Booker T really putting him over too. Went from not knowing who the hell he was to now Booker T's a fan.
Dream Realm Studios, $2. If Vince comes back, we riot at Alfred's Applebee's.
Let's do it. Let's go. I mean, me and Vince were supposed to be at that Applebee's, but if he's got work to do, I'm going to need somebody to fill his shoes.
Could you imagine? Like, it's like the Larry Sanders Show right now, or Succession. Vince is having secret meetings with people trying to consolidate power.
I wouldn't put it past him.
He's probably sitting in his limo, in the back of his limo, and people are coming in and meeting with him in the limo, and then
it explodes. I mean, that might be the only way to get rid of him at this point.
Oh Jesus!
No, I'm not suggesting it, by the way. I don't want those charcuterie payments to stop.
Do they put the WWE logo in the meats and cheeses?
Oh God, yeah. Okay. God, yeah, I insist upon it.
That's key.
They also have like a Vince McMahon pissing on Tony Khan, kind of like a Calvin and Hobbes type thing. They've got that too.
Okay, dude, you need to go on Fiverr and generate that and then start selling that at pro wrestling tees.
That should be on the board of the charcuterie, actually.
No, but dude, you need to merchandise that. That is okay. Brilliant.
I'm doing it.
You like sell a little mug? You know, you could sell a mug. Yeah. You could sell.
That'd be great for the holidays. Maybe I can get that rest delivered. Get you
absolutely.
One of those.
Everybody, stop generating all those AI images and go and order. Oh my God, the AI images. The AI images are sweeping the nation. Crazy, man.
It's scary, too.
It is scary. It is scary. The AI writing is scary. Missed the other night as a bonus at the end of the podcast. Go back and listen to Saturday's podcast. I had AI generate a road trip bromance with Bron Breakker and Apollo Crews traveling cross country, chased by Tony D'Angelo as Bron travels from Orlando to Los Angeles to try and win back his ex-girlfriend.
It's amazing. Like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, and they get into wacky misadventures. AI stepping it up, man.
It's great booking.
Yes. So we had Andre Chase and Thea Hale. They caught Duke Hudson shaking Drew Gulak's hand.
I did not know there was a transfer portal to Chase University. That does not sit well with me.
It's like the forbidden door, the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Okay. Katana Chance and Kaden Carter were on commentary while Avi Nile and Tatum Paxley took on Toxic Attraction, which ended in disqualification, fists flying everywhere. Is this it for Toxic Attraction in NXT?
I absolutely think so. It depends on why Mandy Rose is dropping this title, but Toxic Attraction, maybe as a tag team, it seemed like they were building up that against Katana Chance and Kaden Carter, but if they don't have Mandy Rose, it's not going to be much of an act.
And I hate that the story, like, we almost have to comment on the speculation because the speculation has become a story.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not seeing, I mean, I think I'm pretty good at the Google and the search, and I'm not seeing, like, credible anything.
I'm not seeing it either. I mean, I've looked up and down these streets looking for these pictures for strictly journalistic purposes because I want to do my research. And, you know, for strictly journalistic purposes, I've looked up and down looking for these pictures, and I have not found them. And what the speculation we're talking about is, and there's going to be this speculation, it's only natural that she,
there's some
Roxanne
sort of leaked
won. Yes,
because Roxanne, there's some, maybe it's some sort of leaked photos.
Roxanne won the Iron Survivor Challenge, and the deal was she was going to go to New Year's Evil to face Mandy Rose. So we're expecting this big build, but they decided to just give it away. So there's speculation on why they're doing it so quickly. There's a story out there about potential leaked photos. But again, we want to reiterate that we have not seen any of them.
And let me put this in context, because I feel like this always gets positioned as something that happens to female wrestlers. I was telling Alfred off the air a few years ago when the hacks were happening, I get this frantic text message from Raj Giri on a Saturday morning. And he's like, do you know where I can find these supposed leaked nude photos of Kevin Owens that are out there where he has pierced nipples? And I'm like, I mean, Raj, you know how to use Google. We're the same age, dude. You should know how to use Google and Reddit and stuff as well as I do. But I had to find these photos and send them to Raj. And Raj was like, I don't think it's him. But it's like, this is not just a fee. I want to make this very clear. Then look at people like Seth. I mean, there are other people that have like inadvertently had photo leaks happen. Like, this is something that is not unique to women. Like everyone, I mean, I think Ricochet, like other people have had this happen. And it's just like, good Lord. Like, this is where we have to remember when in my case works, like people are young, people are younger.
Lil Fizz.
No clue who that is.
Lil Fizz is a member of B2K, and he had his booty hole was leaked. It's a wild day on Twitter. Lil Fizz. But yeah, so this happens to men, this happens to women, this happens to all kinds of people. It's the world we live in, you know? Everybody's pictures, if it's on your phone,
that
connects
to
a cloud, and it could be everywhere at a moment's notice. Paige Saraya, who I was talking about, went through that, which is very unfortunate.
And amazing that she's mentally dealt with it as well as she has. Yes, that was a very traumatic experience.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, speaking of B2K, I had ChatGPT and OpenAI yesterday write a sequel. You got served to the Revenge of Wade's crew. Riveting wow. stuff. Yeah.
Wade's going to come back.
He's going to kill Mr. Rad.
Oh, God.
I put that in there. And I had it open with where Elgin is now a process server. And he serves Wade with his divorce papers and says, you got served. And then Beautiful, as a tennis instructor, plays against Wade and says, you got served. And then David works at a restaurant and waits on Wade and says, you got served. And that's what puts Wade over the top.
I need that in my life.
Yes. Lil' Kim also has a pivotal cameo. Street style. No rules. That's how she likes it. I've seen the end of You Got Served at least 10 times.
Is it because you're about to watch Rampage?
No, I wish TNT was showing You Got Served. It's always on cable. Like, You Got Served is never not on cable. There is not a day that goes by that a cable channel is not showing You Got Served.
Oh, well, good for them getting royalty. I hope Omarion has some ownership.
Hope he does. Yes. And thus concludes my weekly material on You Got Served.
Yeah, I remember watching it just to learn the dance moves. Don't really know what the story was, but I had fun with it.
Little Saint, and they have to come together as the Little Saints at the
end? Yeah, see, I understood it was something like that, but I was really only interested in the dance moves.
Jack Hay's in it?
Oh, that's right.
And then Ladybugs was on, another Jack Hay classic.
Okay.
Ryan Woolridge, $2. What's the status of Bobby Lashley with WWE?
Don't get worked, Ryan. This is all part of a storyline. And I mean, if I didn't know any better, I think they're building Bobby Lashley versus Adam Pearce, which surely I don't think that's what's happening, but we'll see. It's one of those cliffhanger endings to Raw.
Baby Ice is saying, write a step up four. Baby Ice, I think I'm just going to make your day here. There's actually 5 step up movies in the US and a 6th one that was only released in China. And now there's a TV series.
I found that out from Glenn too, and I did not know that.
Step Up 4 Revolution is the exact same plot as Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Like, they're trying to save their neighborhood from, like, an evil developer.
There's more reasons to dance. I mean, they got to stop with the save your neighborhood stuff. What about, you know, trying to get off of Twitter?
Yeah, so I got to dance.
Got to dance your way off of Twitter.
Well, in the first Step Up, Channing Tatum, who looks 40 years old going to high school, is trying to help the girl he likes, I guess, get into Juilliard or some school or something. In the second one, there is a dance competition that is underground that the school is forbidden from competing in, but they do anyhow. In the third one, some of the characters from part 2 go to New York and then get involved in the underground dance battle scene there. In the fourth one, they're saving their neighborhood. And then Step Up 5, Step Up All In, is like the Fast 5 of the Step Up universe, where they bring together characters from all the movies who are in Las Vegas in a big dance competition.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, if they had enough discipline, they could have done a Step Up versus You Got Served universes, MCU versus Marvel.
Could you imagine?
Half the dancers disappearing, you got to get them back.
These are the things I write on OpenAI. I was working today. I was like, write a musical, a jukebox musical set to the music of Weezer about four friends from high school who play Dungeons and Dragons and drift apart as they go to college, and make the storyline tie into the songs. Like, you know, but yeah, step up. You got served crossover. I like that. Ron Taylor, $10, saying, I think it's stupid to have Mandy drop the title if there are indeed leaks. 2022, using a storyline. Mandy's box office. Hope this doesn't derail her. She deserves a main roster push. I think she's going to the main roster.
I hope she does. And I do think it would be ridiculous. I do think that we're past the days of, it's such an Arcanian thing. It feels like something Vince McMahon would do. And maybe he is back. You know what I mean? In terms of, oh, this woman's body is on the internet. No, she cannot hold a fake title of mine. Like, it's, who cares? Honest to God, we need to normalize. And listen, we shouldn't normalize invading people's privacy and putting it online. But this reaction, the shame that you should be shamed for this, I think is very archaic.
Well, and if this all ends up being bullshit, which it very well could, let me also just state that it's like there's nothing wrong with them deciding, you know what, it's the end of the year. We want to bring her back up to the main roster, and let's fast track this and give Roxanne a chance, you know?
Yeah. I think Roxanne is the right woman to win this match. It just happened so quickly, and I think that this definitely needed a build. So, of course, there's going to be speculation, and it does seem that something is amiss in terms of how quickly they just took that title off of her, because Mandy Rose has had that title for a very long time, for over a year, and I do think there should have been more fanfare in terms of her losing that title.
Yeah. I'm still not seeing any evident, like, I'm seeing a ton of people talking about this. Well, because here's the thing, and Alfred, I'm going to be transparent with our audience, because I do think we try and keep it really real here. But it's like, look, man, if this all ends up to be bullshit, I'm deleting this podcast, and it's not coming out tonight, because I don't want us to talk about all this if there's no truth to it whatsoever. Yeah. So, look, if you are in the chat room and you are looking for this, I do not want you to post links. I do not want to see the material. I didn't know what passed it to me, but it's like, if somebody credible is reporting on this with authority, please DM me, because I think if I don't see anything to validate this by the end of the show, I don't see the value in even putting this discussion up.
Please DM me these pictures too, for investigative purposes. I'd like to make sure I investigate correctly. What? I need to see these pictures for investigative purposes. I got a job to do.
Can't take you anywhere, man. So strange, you know. And the internet, I mean, lesser extent, right? But it's like, internet also writes its own stories all the time. Like, everyone's like, oh, Cyndi Lauper turned down being in the Hall of Fame, and then finally, like, I think I tagged her once, and Cyndi Lauper's like, that's not true, I never did that. But people have been saying that for 10 years now.
Yeah, and this is a carny business. And a lot of times these stories are planted from within these companies in order to weed out who the rats are and whatnot. So there's always going to be a level of carnyism at every level in pro wrestling. And unfortunately, this is another case of that.
Yeah. Very weird. Very weird how people just take something and run with it this way. But yeah, I'm not seeing anything except people talking and speculating about this.
Right. Yeah, just speculation. And maybe that's just what it is that because she lost the title so quickly, people are now running to their own conclusions.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of weird too, right? Because if you're like, hey, the only reason she had to drop this was because of this, like, is that putting over someone more to, like, spread a rumor? I don't know. It's very weird. Very weird.
Yeah, you never know who's the party it's coming from.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to end up getting so many viruses on my computer trying to track down. Fat Matt, $2. No, I had to retire doing scripts due to the optics of it now are not good.
Glenn does not want to do a black voice.
I mean, scripts doesn't sound inherently... scripts through a vocoder.
It's a video recording device. It's more like a deep throat type thing.
I think this is going to be the first episode in years that never actually gets released of the rest
deep
of
the Deep Throat. Podcast. No, Deep Throat is like, you know, like Nixon. No, I'm trying to be dirty.
Okay, wait. You know, in Watergate, like, there wasn't like an anonymous, they didn't like distort, like, why am I blanking on his name? I know his name. He lived, Mark Felt, right? Did I get it right?
I think that was Mark Felt. Yeah. But isn't that where Deep Throat came from in terms of the voice being disguised? That's all I was trying to say.
Is that where it came from? Is everything you know about the Watergate conspiracy from watching the movie Dick?
No, I've actually never seen that movie, but I heard good
Dick
things.
is actually a very funny movie. But they knew who it was. Woodward and Bernstein knew that it was Mark Felt. They talked to Mark Felt. They gave him a nickname, you know.
But just want to clarify, I was not being dirty.
Oh, I mean, but the name at the time, like, you can't. I mean, granted, we live in a world where Tony Khan said Forbidden Door. That's what I'm going with. And no one will possibly think that there's anything funny about that in a juvenile way. No one. But yes, my DMs are open if anyone can just even show me a credible journalist talk. Actually, you know what? I'm going to DM a credible journalist right now.
We can comment on the speculation.
I know. Okay? It's got to
be
weird
out there. And people are, and it's unfortunate, but as long as we are being responsible, which I feel we're being responsible in saying that we believe that this is only speculation and we have not seen anything, then we're telling the truth. There should be questions asked, not those kind of questions, but there should be questions asked in terms of why did Mandy Rose immediately drop that title when there was a plan for her to be at New Year's Evil? Is it injury? Maybe it's injury.
Yeah. Wait, did I just do something wrong? I think I just sent a DM to somebody, but now I'm not seeing the DM.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, maybe I DM somebody about this. I don't know.
Well, we're all going to find out together and get well soon.
It's going to be funny if it's public who I DM'd about this. But we'll see. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so back to NXT. Let's talk Brooks and Dunn were backstage with Fallon Henley.
Getting a love triangle situation going on.
Yes, we had Trick and Carmelo backstage.
Yeah, I hope they're not going to split these guys up because it seemed like there is a little bit of tension there in terms of Carmelo losing. And I'm sure this is just a one-off argument, but it's way too early to split these guys up. And I don't think you have to split them up at any point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, I guess I should text Raj and see if he knows if there's any truth. It's funny that Raj wasn't the first person I thought of. People, I think people know this. Like, Matt Morgan and I had a deal with Stereo, and we were doing Stereo, and we appreciate you all tuning in for that. Like, we had a great time creating that content. But yeah, the deal expired, and then Matt got busy with his political career, and we just stopped doing it. But I'm doing Game Boys to Men now with Jeff Gerstmann. We're talking about a lot of old video game stuff. More if you can't get enough of my randomness and stories, like, that podcast on Jeff's Patreon is definitely the one for you.
Awesome.
I don't know, I think we'd be doing another podcast or two in the new year. Yellow Jackets Buzz is going to come back.
Woo!
So March. Okay,
when's Yellow Jackets coming back?
March 24th.
Oh, this is what it is. Okay,
yeah. So we'll bring the podcast back. Yes. Anyhow, let's talk about Von Wagner versus Odyssey Jones tonight.
Odyssey getting the win. Big Hoss fight.
I'm kind of surprised he got the win here.
Me too. I thought that they were going to, and I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. And I thought this match could have used more of a build up, but it was a nice Hoss fight.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I think Odyssey Jones is going to be something. I think they need to focus more on him, and they're doing a good job protecting him. I know he was hurt for a while, but I really do feel like he could be something, like a big deal.
Yeah.
That's why I dressed up like him for Halloween last year.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, now. Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm reading other people's Twitter. Raj just said, what rumors? So it's like, now I got to explain stuff to... This is the most unraveled. Issa, you picked a hell of a week. Picked a hell of a week to miss this. Yeah, I don't know.
More details will come out, and hopefully it's Much Ado About Nothing, but it is very strange that they decide. I really do want to see the reason why they decided to take that title off her so suddenly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay, let's stop talking about it. How about that? Yeah, how about we respect the privacy of everybody involved and move on? The chat room is this, people just start asking questions. You know, people just ask questions about things. People want to know.
Get well soon, Raj.
Oh, yes. Okay, so people know. Yes, that's what Raj just texted me, that he's getting surgery, waiting. And I texted him to say, hey, man, what do you know about this Mandy Rose rumor?
The last thing he's thinking of.
Fuck. I want to make it clear, because I don't think I said this in a couple months. I'm not a journalist. You're a journalist. I'm not a journalist.
No, I'm a columnist, man. People tell me stuff, and I get a lot of high quality sources telling me stuff because wrestling journalism is so shitty. So yeah, sure, I'll pass things along because I work for a famous publication, but I get paid for my opinion. And yeah, I've broken stories, but I am a columnist. I cannot be any clearer about that. Columnists are journalists with personality, and that's what I am.
Yes, Alfred's defense is I'm like Tucker Carlson.
No, God, no. I'm a lot more handsome than him. I'll take Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
At Pro Wrestling Bits.
Okay. So I thought Von Wagner was going to get a little bit of a push. That has not happened. Let's talk about Ikemen Jiro versus Javier Bernal.
Yeah, and let's not bury the lead in terms of, yeah, Javier Bernal lost this match, but then we got your boy Scripps entering a program with Ikemen Jiro. So I think we know what Scripps' ceiling was in terms of his comeback to NXT.
Oh, that mask. That mask.
Terrible mask.
Yes. Terrible. Why did they think that was a good idea?
So is Scripps going to start wearing that jacket around now? Because did he steal Ikemen Jiro's jacket? I think I believe.
Yeah, you can only improve the gimmick at this point, right?
Yeah, take the attention away from his mask. But
like, who said this is a good idea? Because he's super athletic.
Oh yeah, he didn't need. And here's the thing: Scripps could have been anybody else. Like Reggie does not need to wear a mask and have any kind of gimmick like this. He could just be Reggie in NXT. Not only would he be more over, but he would do these great flips. Scripps, not so much.
Wrestling Inc. podcast fans, this is Scripps, the real Scripps. The man you see on TV, that is not me. That is not the real Scripps. You all made fun of me on this dumbass podcast, so they replaced me with Reggie.
That's the real Scripps, ladies and gentlemen.
The real Scripps will not be silenced.
Scripps. Free Scripps.
Anyhow.
Oh, you miss Scripps, man.
You know, it's weird. Me and Uncle Howdy, we can just never coordinate our schedules. It's very strange.
Every time you go to get a can of white energy, one of them just comes on the screen and they leave before you get back.
I told you they changed the name to Silver Energy now.
Is that because of, did they get backlash because of the white energy thing?
You think?
I think they, do they really? Maybe,
I don't, I mean,
white energy is a wild name.
Who in their right freaking mind in any year after, like, oh, I don't know, 1972 would say that white energy is an appropriate name for a soft drink?
I think they knew what they were doing, and I think they knew there would be publicity behind this backlash and changing it, and I think they did it for the gram.
And they were like, you know, Elon Musk taking over Twitter, there's gonna be a crowd for this. Oh, Hive Social can't come back up soon enough.
Maybe, yeah, it's been down. I did get an account.
I know. I'm so bummed about that. Really was enjoying it there. I hope it makes a triumphant return with all of its problems in its rearview mirror. But Ikemen Jiro won this match, attacked by not the real Scripps, the fake Scripps. Oh, his jacket. So now he's got the jacket and the mask. Maybe he's going to collect different costume parts from different wrestlers.
There was a wrestler who did that. I think it was PCO. He had a gimmick like that where he stole Bret Hart's sunglasses. He stole his leather jacket and he just started. And then the Repo Man also would steal from people. So next in a long line of thieves.
Yes. New Day had a segment, but before that, we had Wendy Chu, who explained that her issues with Cora Jade were deep-seated and born of a slumber party gone awry.
Yeah, they're trying with Wendy Chu. I'll give them that. They're trying for character development or whatever they're going for, but I just cannot take this woman in a onesie seriously, where she's been acting like a child for the past year, and now she's having this crisis, which I really do think that this character is having a meltdown. But we're supposed to now sympathize with Wendy Chu for being sad. She got water thrown on her. So they're really going to have to maybe even change the character altogether before I start really feeling sympathy for her.
Well, it's good she's talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
She's working through her issues.
To start.
It's how the healing begins.
She just committed so hard to it, and it's really hard to take it seriously.
I like it. She committed
with, I like how hard they're trying. It's just, I couldn't get into it.
It's a gimmick with a ceiling, and the ceiling is the mid card.
I like the Wendy Chu gimmick. Don't get me wrong. This iteration that we're getting right now, where she's basically having a therapy session.
Yes.
It's a little weird.
But maybe she's moving on from the gimmick. Maybe that's how they're going to say, like, I started talking through my issues, and you know, today I'm going to try getting dressed and not just wearing a onesie.
Yeah. Let her hair down.
Yeah. So let's talk about New Day. Booker, so salty on commentary about Kofi breaking his record.
Yeah. And throughout the night, I don't know if they're teasing something with Booker and the New Day, because
there was a moment
where Vic Joseph brought up the New Day, like, oh, the New Day will be here tonight. And Booker's like, let's just move on.
Yeah.
And Kofi had a slick line for Booker T. So maybe they're teasing something.
Maybe. Oh, here we go. I'm going to fantasy book it again. Maybe Booker helps Pretty Deadly, and then the New Day gets an assist from Tyler Breeze.
Oh, bring back Tyler. Hey, his best friend is in NXT.
I know.
So now or never, before Vince McMahon comes back.
He posted that on Instagram. He posted like a Tyler Breeze highlight reel. Mm. So it makes us. But no, this promo was good. Where was Joe Gacy to defend Pretty Deadly for not knowing the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
That's prime Joe Gacy defense material.
They shouldn't have been ostracized. Too much patriotism going on in NXT.
It was a little like... It did feel, I don't know. I love America as much as the next guy, but sometimes these things feel a little forced.
It was pretty heavy-handed in that, like, you have to sing the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to get
which is actually weirder than the national anthem when you think about it. The national anthem is like, this is our country song. Pledge of Allegiance is like, I am pledging my allegiance to a flag.
Very cultish. The United States of America. From the Republic to which it stands, one nation.
Under I know, it's kind of never going to forget. Never going to forget the pledge.
We'd have to do it every day. And now, these days, I'm sure that there are kids who protest or take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. And you know what? In this country, you should have the freedom to do that.
I agree.
You know, this storyline is backwards, though, in that the New Day told Brooks and Dunn to say the pledge. It really would be a little more believable if Brooks and Dunn told the New Day, you got to say the Pledge of Allegiance you want to title on our, you know what I mean? That would be the storyline, is that Brooks and Dunn tell the New Day that you've got to say Pledge of Allegiance as heels, of course, Brooks and Dunn.
Yes. Okay, why am I showing a new DM notification?
But... is Booker T really working Raw next weekend? That's what Brian M is saying. Very interesting.
Okay. Thank you to the person who has now given some credibility to the leak rumors.
All right.
And I mean, over this, like, this is much ado. I'm not sending this DM Alfred at This Is Nasty. Oh, the most appropriate screen name, DM Mr. Nasty at This Is Nasty. because he can't be left out of this. But no. Okay, so there may have been some content, and that's what. Okay, so the podcast remains, but we've gotten to the conclusion of what people are speculating about.
Okay, well, let's have a conversation off air about that.
Oh, and the image disappeared. That's fine. Okay, so. Let's fuck, man. Tonight, Issa. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, you picked the wrong night to miss this podcast, Issa.
Oh, good lord. So this was good, but it looks like we're gonna get Brooks and Dunn against the New Day before Pretty Deadly against the New Day, possibly.
Sure. I think you should build to the rematch between New Day and Pretty Deadly. And I could see the New Day having maybe a 1-2 month run in NXT and then dropping the titles back to Pretty Deadly. They did put them over pretty strong on the show, and Kofi saying that he's been telling people for years about Pretty Deadly. And I also do think that Pretty Deadly and the New Day are going to have a banger of a rematch, and they're really going to try to put them over.
Brian M., $2, the same Booker is working Raw next weekend.
I think that's reality of wrestling.
Reality wrestling. Sorry. See, it was capitalized the W. The problem is I try and compensate for any typo. So he's working reality of wrestling, not Raw.
Okay.
There we go. Row, not Raw. Row.
New Day was super over, by the way. I mean, these people love New Day. Listen, I would rather a crowd be too annoying than a dead crowd, but this crowd,
oh my God,
every third word they're chanting. They said Santa. They chanted Santa. They said,
oh yeah, Santa was in the audience.
Yes.
So that was a very fun, very good segment. Then we had JD McDonagh versus Brutus Creed, with JD McDonagh getting the win.
Good for him. And they did bring up the fact that he did not get a single pinfall during the Iron Survivor Challenge. He was shut out.
Kind of crazy.
Horrible.
What about backstage? We saw Electra Lopez, Lash Legend, attacked by Indy Hartwell.
They got to improve how they book these women, because this is, I believe, the second or third segment with women where they're all just screaming like chickens with their heads cut off, just screaming at the top of their lungs, fighting each other. And it just seemed so fake.
Now, this is going to be one of the benefits with Roxanne Perez, is that, you know, in the early stages of a title reign, there is that air of unpredictability and anything can happen. So I do think this is going to present more credible opportunities for women going forward, just because with Mandy, it seemed like when you start talking about someone being champion for 100 days, 200 days, 300 days, like, it is the NXT style that you get that belt, you hold it for at least 6 months, and then it's going to be another year before anyone takes it off you.
Right. And I would say that early in the title reign is actually the most predictable part.
Oh, you think so?
Even if it's not going to be that long of a reign, people don't typically expect somebody to lose a title on their first defense unless you're RVD and you get pulled over for weed. But if you win a title, they're going to expect the first couple of, like, MJF is going to defend the title against Ricky Starks. He's a 50-1 favorite right now to retain his title, because nobody really expects that first reign or that first title match to be the one where he loses the title.
So you're saying,
I think WWE needs to do more of that.
You're thinking Roxanne Perez is the MJF of NXT?
Yeah, I do think that. She is exactly like MJF.
If Roxanne Perez comes out next week and cuts a You People gimmick, I will say this was the most brilliant shit NXT has ever done. If she's been a secret heel the entire time, that would be incredible.
She's such a perfect babyface, though. Just being undersized, she's got a great face for being a babyface, very likable. And you know, they're really driving home the thing with Booker T. So I don't know if they're going to ever do an angle where a bunch of women attack Booker T, or, you know, they're going to incorporate him into this storyline, because she is a reality of wrestling graduate. And Booker T had a very emotional moment at the Iron Survivor Challenge at Deadline after she won. And again, tonight was more of the same.
Yeah. So then we had Zoe Stark backstage with Mackenzie Mitchell. So it looks like her and Nikita are going to keep this feud going. It was weird too, like, when they were talking to Zoe, they were turning the camera a little bit where there was all this space on the right. And I was like, Nikita's going to run in, right? And attack her. And it never happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting that too.
Yeah. I mean, they framed it like that was, so I was swerved. You don't need the swerved prank show to still swerve me, WWE. Swerved lives on in my heart.
Just good camera work.
Yes. So Lyra, how am I screwing this up? Lyra Valkyra. What's going on with Amari Miller, man? I feel bad for Amari Miller.
They do use her in that kind of jobber position.
I know. What's up with that?
She's fine, but, you know, I'm sure she's just has to sing for a supper a little bit until she starts making her way up the ranks. But
yeah,
they're not really doing anything with her. And I felt like early on when she first debuted, they were really kind of getting behind her.
Lyra was cool. I mean, I'll be curious how much they commit to this gimmick and
stick with the ring here. Yeah. I thought she looked great. I thought she looked really good.
Yeah, it was different. It's got like it's still like a mashup of so many different cultural things that it almost seems a little original.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's kind of like a Wonder Woman type thing. Like she's from like a warrior tribe society. And then there's like a little bit of indigenous influence and it's cool. I mean, I think it's a cool gimmick. So yeah, she won her debut match. Crowd seemed okay with it. We had Axiom backstage with Mackenzie Mitchell. Mackenzie Mitchell is consistently the most delightful thing on NXT.
She's very good at her job. She's the best backstage announcer in WWE, possibly in all of wrestling. Renee Paquette, obviously, is probably the standard bearer, but Mackenzie Mitchell's really good at her job. And she's just the type to where, and I say this every week, but anytime I see her backstage, I'm like, well, why are they wasting her just backstage? Like, as good as she is at this, like, it needs to be explored in terms of whether it's commentary, whether it's being a mouthpiece for somebody, or even a character on screen. I think they could do much more with her.
Yeah. So Duke Hudson versus Damon Kemp. What'd you think of this?
Yeah, they're really doing the slow build to where Duke Hudson is going to turn on Andre Chase, but I didn't like the fact they just fed Damon Kemp to Duke Hudson, but it is what it is, and he did win, and he's doing the sweet chin chase music, it appears. Like Shawn Michaels, he's stomping, and they're supposed to be saying chase you, but not as good as Andre Chase's spot.
Yes. Duke Hudson getting that win. So Mandy Rhodes versus Roxanne Perez. Match itself, I think, was good, but not great. But the crowd loves Roxanne, man.
Yeah, that's great. There's not enough. WWE and AEW have casting problems where there's a lot of baby faces who get booed and there's a lot of heels who get cheered. And for whatever reason, they're not doing a good job casting in these roles, which I don't want to hear that, oh, it's really hard to make a... No, it's you should be able to make baby faces and heels, and they're doing a great job with Roxanne in that regard.
Yeah. But the crowd was so into this and so happy, and I think that that was great to see. And I'm going to give Roxanne a chance. I mean, I think that she's got a natural charisma that someone like Bron Breakker certainly lacks. So even though
I think he's charismatic. I just think they're not doing enough with him.
Okay. If you could pick any member of the NXT roster to go to Applebee's with, would Bron Breakker be in your top five choices?
He's more of a fishing guy. Maybe he'd be in the top five, but I don't know about going to Applebee's with Bron. I'd want to go to Applebee's with Carmelo and Trick, cause I think they'd be good wingmen. I think we'd have a good time and I think it'd be a vibe, but Bron, maybe go out on the water and catch a couple of fish.
I mean, you can leave an Applebee's. You're stuck on that boat, bro.
I have no problem with it. I'm telling you, man, I'm a Bron believer. I'm investing early on Bron Breakker.
Okay. Okay. I feel like Mandy definitely went out of her way to make Roxanne look good during this match.
Yeah. She did a good job doing the honors. And she probably just realizing this is the end of a big title run. So I've got to make it count. And she definitely did.
Yeah. I was surprised when it happened. I thought, I mean, honestly, my thought was that we were getting worked tonight with, cause I guess Mandy had also posted something earlier, and there was backstage speculation that people assumed tonight this was going to happen. And I thought we were being worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would see they've done stuff like that before. So, but it looks like this is a real deal. And it was just very weird how much they rushed that, but I think, and I hope they don't rush toward Roxanne and Cora. I really do think that Cora will be the one to take that title off Roxanne, just not now.
Yeah. So, okay. What a night.
Mandy Rose, 30 minutes ago, tweeted, thank you. And, you know, I believe that's because of the run that she had. And, but, you know, it was a hell of a run. It was very historic.
Yeah.
413 days.
Which is crazy. I mean, that's the third longest.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So
hell of a run, you know.
Hell of a run, new champion. Very exciting. We'll see where they go from here. I still think Nikita Lyons, WrestleMania weekend, becomes NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah, they really did screw up that thing with Nikita Lyons because she should have been the one, but, you know, this is a fine pivot.
Yeah.
2771 followers for Javier Bernal, so he's climbing. Go follow Javier Bernal, WWE.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Alfred Zett, this is Nasty. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll be back here Friday. Hope Issa feels better. Tomorrow night, AEW coverage. And we'll see you next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big.